After the death of Moses, while the children of Israel were still encamped upon the east bank of the River Jordan, God spoke to Joshua and said, "Now that Moses, my servant, is dead, you are to take his place and to rule this people. Do not delay, but lead them across the River Jordan and conquer the land which I have given to them." Then God told Joshua how large the land would be which the Israelites were to have, if they should show themselves worthy of it. It was to reach from the great river Euphrates far in the north down to the border of Egypt on the south, and from the desert on the east to the great sea on the west. And God said to Joshua, "Be strong and of a good courage. I will be with you as I was with Moses. Read constantly the book of the law which Moses gave you, and be careful to obey all that is written in it. Do this, and you will have good success." Then Joshua gave orders to his officers. He said, "Go through the camp and tell the people to prepare food for a journey, for in 3 days we shall pass over the River Jordan and shall go into the land which the Lord has promised us." To say this was very bold, for at that time of the year, in the spring, the Jordan was much larger than at other times. All its banks were overflowed, and it was running as a broad, deep, swift river down to the Dead Sea, a few miles to the south. No one could possibly walk through it. Only a strong man could swim in its powerful current, and the Israelites had no boats in which they could cross it. On the other side of the river, a few miles distant, the Israelites could see the high walls of the city of Jericho standing at the foot of the mountains.